大家平安。
May peace be with you all this evening.
我们最近读经都一直在读出埃及记。
Lately, we have been reading the book of Exodus.
出埃及记是以色列民大搬家的一个历史。
Exodus chronicles the great moving story of the Israelites.
就是从埃及地搬到神应许的迦南地。
That is, they had moved from Egypt to the promised land of Canaan.
这个属灵的预表就是我们的天路历程。
And this is actually a prefiguration of our heavenly walk toward the kingdom.
人生就是一段旅程。
And in humankind, the life is a path that we must walk.
就是从埃及地一直到天国。
From Egypt to heaven.
那受洗就是出埃及。
And so when we baptize, we are out of Egypt.
跨过约旦河就进到天国。
We have traversed across the Jordan River into the heavenly kingdom.
那在出埃及记里面，我们看到两件大事。
In Egypt, in Exodus, we had seen two big incidents.
就是以色列百姓在旷野第一个学习律法。
And so the first thing is that how Israelites learning about the law.
然后用这些律法来操练他们的生活，而使他们能够成为神的子民。
And through these laws, how to become those that are children of God.
第二个就是建会幕。
And next one is to build the tabernacle.
然后在会幕里面学习服侍神。
And on how to serve God in the tabernacle.
所以今天我们受洗以后到底要做什么？
So after we are baptized, what are we supposed to do?
两件事情。
There are two things.
第一个是在真道上造就自己。
And that is in the truth to edify ourselves.
然后用道理来改变我们自己，更新我们自己。
And through the word to transform ourselves.
这个叫敬虔上的操练。
And so this is a type of a spiritual training.
那第二个就是来建设教会。
And secondly, is to establish the church.
然后在教会里面来敬拜神，来服侍神。
And within the church to worship and to serve.
那在出埃及记里面
，And in the book of Exodus,
我们看前面大部分的工作都是神借着摩西做的。
We can see in the beginning of it, most of the work was done by Moses through from God.
这个工作做完了，后来是由约书亚来继承的。
But then this work was handed on this baton of work was handed on to Joshua.
所以整个旷野的旅程，神用的工人就是约书亚跟摩西两个合起来。
During this wilderness journey, the work was to be in combination done by Moses and Joshua.
今天我们教会的圣工一代一代的相传。
And then today, our holy work in our church is passed down generation to generation.
从上代传给我们，再传给下一代。
From the previous generation to the future generations.
就好像摩西传给约书亚。
Just like how Moses passed the baton on to Joshua.
那我们就从出埃及记来看，约书亚在接受神给他这个任务之前，到底摩西带他去哪里？
So we in this tonight we'll study how before Joshua took on this servitude, how Moses brought him to this place.
也就是摩西怎么训练约书亚。
And that is to say, how did Moses train Joshua?
使他能够很放心的把工作交给约书亚。
And in a way to be able to hand the work down to him with a full heart.
那今天也是告诉我们要怎么来学习。使我们能够来继承教会的工作，把这个圣工继续发扬下去。
By the same token, learn how we can be passed on the baton of holy word to us and how to continue it.
好，我们现在看出埃及记十七章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter 17.
好，出埃及记的十七章。
Exodus chapter 17.
第八节。
Verse 8.Verse 8. Now Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim.
第九节。
9. And Moses said to Joshua, Choose us some men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand.
第十节。
Verse 10. So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill.
第一个很清楚记载，摩西跟约书亚在一起是在利非定
First example of where Moses was with Joshua was at Rephidim.
啊，那利非定是他们征战的一个地方。
Rephidim was a place where there was a battle that was fought.
啊，对象就是亚玛利人。
And the enemy was the Amalekites.
因为亚玛利人代表情欲。
And Amalekites represented flesh, a fleshly desire.
他们就是专门把以色列百姓软弱的、走在后面的，全部都把他杀掉。
So they had made the Israelites weak themselves, and then were trailing behind Amalekites, who then had killed the Israelites.
所以在十四节啊，神说要将亚玛利人从天上全然涂抹。
And so over here it says that Amalek came, is going to be, we're going to fight with Amalek. In verse 14, write this for memorial in the book and recount it in the hearing of Joshua.
这个也告诉我们啊，我们天国度一开始第一个我们的敌人就是在我们里面情欲。
So this is talking about how when we're entering the heavenly kingdom, the first enemy we have in our heart is fleshly desires.
如果没有办法克服它，
if we're not able to get rid of that,
它就杀掉我们。
Then it will.It will conquer us.
那天国路就结束了。
And then your heavenly road will end.
那这场战争怎么打？
So how was the battle fought?
那我们就发现，摩西跟约书亚是一种团队的征战。
And so in Joshua and Moses, we see that this is a team battle.
所以摩西训练约书亚要团队的侍奉。
Moses trained Joshua on how to.Train as a team.
我们在教会的圣工要学习团队的侍奉。
In our church's holy work, we need to learn how to serve as a team.
因为我们每一个人恩赐不一样。
Because all our gifts are different.
年纪不一样。
Our ages are different.
我们每一个人神给我们的各种的才能也不一样。
God gave us all different types of talents and abilities.
所以能够在侍奉上与别人团队，我们才能够从神承受更大的责任。
So in our servitude, if we were to serve as a team, then our our heightened sense of responsibility and holy work will be increased.
那这个团队一定有一个次序。
And so there is must be some type of process in this teamwork.
不是大小，一定有一个次序。
There isn't a big or small. There's actually an order or is an order.
所以第九节，摩西对约书亚说：“你为我们选出人来，去和亚玛利人征战。”
And so verse 9 says, "Choose us some men and go out fight with Amalek."
那所以约书亚要去征战，最危险的。
So Joshua is on to fight. This is so dangerous.
那摩西要做什么？
So what is Moses to do?
摩西要拿着神的杖，站在山顶上。
Moses will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in his hand.
那第十节约书亚就照着摩西所说的去行。
So in verse 10, Joshua did as Moses said to him.
所以因为约书亚能够有顺服的心，所以这一场征战才打得下去。
Because Joshua had an obedient heart, that is how this battle was able to be fought.
所以圣经里面告诉我们要彼此顺服。
So in the Bible it says that we must obey each, we must listen and obey each other.
首先说那年幼的要顺服年长。
For example, the young must obey the old.
那下一句话说要彼此顺服。
And then it says that we must bear an obedience with each other.
所以在教会里面呢，谁都不听，我谁都不听，我直接跟神负责，这样就很难被神所用。
So if we have this mindset of I won't obey or listen to others, I will only listen to God. It's really hard to have this heart of servitude if you're that way.
即使神拣选保罗，
but just like when God had chosen Paul,
也没有直接告诉他要你做什么。
God didn't exactly tell Paul exactly what he was supposed to do.
你去大马色就一个人告诉你你要做什么。
There will be on the road to Damascus, a man that will tell you what to do.
就是要保罗谦卑，别人的意见你要听。
That is to humble Paul because he must listen to others' opinions.
不是一接我直接向神负责。
Or not that I would just directly have a responsibility with God.
要彼此顺服。
We must obey each other.
这是团队一个很重要的精神。
This is an important spirit behind servitude and
team. 所以恩赐要互相搭配，不是互相比较。
We must be able to complement each other, not to compare with each other.
约书亚的恩赐就是年轻力壮。
And so Joshua's talent is that he is young and strong.
那摩西的恩赐就是神给他手中一根杖。
Moses' blessing is that he himself has a rod.
所以他知道他的责任就是要站在山上举起杖来祷告。
So he knows that his responsibility, Moses, is to stand on the top of the hill and pray to God.
那约书亚就知道，他的任务就是要往前去，因为年轻体力比较充沛。
Joshua knew that he must go forward because he himself is strong and young.
所以恩赐互相搭配，我们就觉得，侍奉非常的甜美。
So with this grace, we are able to be an accompaniment, and that is how a wonderful servitude.
我们就不会觉得很孤单。
And then we will not feel alone.
因为我们是团队在侍奉。
Because we are a team in serving.
有一百斤的重量，如果十个人呢承担，一个人只负担十斤呢。
If there's a 100-pound object, and 10 people come and help, then there's only a tenth of work for each one.
那如果两个人来承担，一个人就五十磅。
Or if you have two people who actually take on this work, it's 50 pounds each.
所以团队侍奉能够让我们的担子更轻省。
So team servitude will lighten the load for everybody.
也证明在这个里面有一个精神的存在。
It is a testament of the kind of spirit that we must have.
就是摩西跟约书亚的精神。
And that is the spirit of Moses and Joshua.
好，那这一场的战争完就让约书亚有一个感受。
And after this battle, it allowed Joshua to have a certain revelation.
好，我们看回来看出埃及记的十七章。
Let's turn back to Exodus chapter 17.
再看十一节。
Verse 11. And so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and we let down his hand, Amalek prevailed.
所以到最后，这场征战的得胜不在乎约书亚。
And at the end of this victory, it wasn't something that wasn't prevailed in the hand of Joshua.
当然，约书亚要往前去，这个是他的本分。
And Joshua knew that he was supposed to charge forward. That is his responsibility.
但是会不会得胜，是在摩西举的那一只手。
But to prevail is really in the hand of or the raised hand of Moses.
这个对年轻的约书亚是个非常重要的一个经验。
And this is actually a very important experience that Joshua, as a young man, was to learn.
在这个世界上有才能的人大概就容易得胜。
And in this world, for those who are famed and rich, they might have a lot of say or power.
在公司就能够往上爬。
They are able to elevate themselves in the careers.
但是在教会里面。
But within church.
神的工作能不能做完。
God's work, whether it can be done, finished or not.
能不能有果效。
Whether it can bear fruit or not.
当然我们的努力是很重要的。
And of course, our ability or our effort is important.
但是最重要的决定因素是神。
But most importantly, the factor is of God.
如果神在建造，建造的人，就不会枉然。
So that is when God is building up a person that this person won't grow south.
如果神在看守城池的人就不会枉然警醒。
So if God is watching the hand of a man, then they will not they will not stray in their path.
建造就是人的信仰。
And so this helps to build up the heart of one's faith.
看守就是牧养。
And so this is a term, this is God's way of pastoring his people.
所以到最后能不能有果效就是神有没有同工。
And in the end, whether it has fruit or not, is whether if God is with abiding or not.
那就是从祷告来的。
And this is determined from prayer.
所以如果我们把摩西那一手拿掉，没有了。
If we were to get, or if we were to not have Moses' arm.
你会发现计划做得很好，一切都计划在一直在进行，但是好像缺乏什么。
But then, if everything was actually smooth, what is really lacking?
就是缺乏神的同工。
That is actually lacking the God's workers of God.
这样亚玛利人就没有办法打胜他们了。
And in this way, that is how the Israelites cannot be victorious over the Amalekites.
这一场征战教导年轻的约书亚，第一个要搭配成为团队，第二个关键是在乎那一种举手的祷告的手。
Joshua learned that you must serve as a team and also that you have this prevailing from this hand of Moses that was raised.
所以有时候我们在计划教会的圣工，它特别是跟属灵上有关的，如果没有祷告。
When we are planning holy work that is more of a spiritual element, we must remember to pray.
有时候我们会发现很多的努力好像没有什么结果。
And then we'll realize that sometimes the efforts we put in don't have fruits.
那努力了，祷告了，我们就发现有时候工作真的不是很困难。
But on the other hand, when we do put in effort, we realize that the prayer that we put in, the work won't seem to use a lot of effort.
这是第一个，摩西带他到利非定的山上去征战。
And so this is the kind of lesson that Joshua learned as a battle of Rephidim.
好，那第二个出埃及记二十四章。
Exodus chapter 24.
摩西带约书亚上山。
In Exodus chapter 24 is where Moses took Joshua up a mountain.
我们现在看出埃及记二十四章。
Exodus chapter 24.
我们现在来看十二节。
Verse 12. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Come up to me on the mountain and be there, and I will give you tablets of stone.And the law and commandments which I have written, that you may teach them." Verse 13. So Moses arose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up to the mountain of God.
在二十四章开始神就告诉摩西要带七十个长老上到山上。
So in the beginning of chapter 24, Moses instructed Joshua to bring 70 elders up to the mountain.
但是他们是在山上是远远下拜。
But they were actually up on the mountain worshiping from afar.
那第二节只有摩西可以亲近神。
And there is only Moses himself that can come near the Lord.
然后到了十二节，摩西就带着他的帮手约书亚上神的山。
And in verse 12, Moses brought his assistant Joshua up the mountain.
所以这个七十个人是很远的，但是摩西跟约书亚是就很靠近神，就爬到那个神所降临那个山上。
The 70 others elders were actually worshiping from afar, but Moses brought Joshua up to the mountain, being closer to God.
那他们在山上做什么？
And what were they doing at the top of the mountain?
两件事情。
There are two things.
我们看二十四章。
Let's look at chapter 24.
第九节到十一节，请读。
Verse 9 through 11. Verse 9. Then Moses went up, also Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. 10.And they saw the God of Israel there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, and it was like the very heavens in its clarity. Verse 11. But on the nobles of the children of Israel, he did not lay his hand. So they saw God, and they ate and drank.
他们在山上观看神。
And they were only up there to see God.
然后又吃又喝。
And they had ate and drank.
我们现在吃喝很满足。
Today we eat and drink.
The utmost.
We lack experience in seeing God.
那到底神显现看起来像什么？
So God went in his full presence. What does he look like?
在第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
说他的脚仿佛有平铺的蓝宝石。
It said his feet as were a paved work of sapphire stone.
然后如同天色一样明净。
Was like the very heavens in its clarity.
这个只是用我们能够了解的言语来描写那个灵里面的神。
We use a very literary-like terms to be able to understand what God really is like in the spirit.
那真正看到神那个经验不是言语讲得出来。
And then when you actually physically see God, it's really hard to actually use human words to describe this.
那这个是人类的最高的经验。
And so this is the highest glorious example for mankind.
就是看到神。
Is to see God.
没有比这个更好的。
There's nothing better than that.
更满足的。
There's nothing more makes you more content.
更喜乐的。
More joyful.
所以这三个门徒在山上看到主耶稣变貌。
Just like when the three disciples saw the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus transfigured.
他们就觉得在这里真好。
they said, indeed it is great and good to be here.
山上什么都没有，他要永远住下来。
So there's nothing in the mountain, we can actually dwell here.
所以摩西就带约书亚到山上去看看我们所拜的神到底有多好。
Moses brought Joshua up to the mountain to see how good this God that they worship.
他有多伟大。
How great is he?
他有多荣耀。
How glorious is he?
他有多美。
How wonderful he is.
他有多满足。
And just how joyful and content he is.
这个经验非常重要。
And so this is a very important example.
你看为什么今天这么多人投入这个世界。
So we can see today why so many people put so much emphasis in the world.
有个一个礼拜工作好几个小时，几十个小时。
There are some that toil for so many hours in the office every week.
家庭生活都顾不上。
That they cannot take care of properly of their family.
有的连健康都顾不着。
There are others who cannot even properly take care of their health.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为他有他追求的价值。
Because he has his own standard of pursuit.
那这个价值不外乎金钱的报偿跟成就感、自我满足的感觉。
And this worth and value seem to be more important to them than money or gold.
那要怎么让人从追求世界来追求神？
How are we able to transition the pursuit of this world to the pursuit of God?
从服侍马门来服侍神。
So from worshiping mammon to worshiping God.
就是我们对神要有认识。
Then we must know him.
并且对神要有体验。
We must be able to experience him.
所以保罗到过第三层天。
And so when Paul went to the third heaven.
他说我身体去呢还是我灵魂去呢不知道。
He said, did my body go there or did my spirit go there? I don't know.
他听到天国隐秘的言语。
He had heard the heavenly voice.
他回来以后他发现世界变粪土。
And then he realized when he came into this, back to the world, that everything was really worthless.
Rubbish. 不是没有价值，而是天国价值太大。
It's not that the things of this world don't have value, it's because the value of heaven is priceless.
所以他说，我如果癫狂，是因为神。
So he says if he when he counts everything,
癫狂 out of my mind.
If he's out of his mind, then it is all for God.
为什么？
Why?
因为神。活在他里面。
Because God abides in his heart.
他见过神的荣耀。
He has seen or attested to God's glory.
他去过神所住的那个天国。
He has been to that kingdom that God talks about.
所以他为着神，他可以抛弃一切。
So for God, he can forsake everything.
所以今天我们在想，服侍神的动力在哪里？
Today we think, when we serve God, where is our stimulus coming from?
当然我们常常听人讲服侍神不落空，你看谁服侍神，到最后找到很好的工作。
We might see some people say that when you serve God, you will not lack anything, you will find a very good job.
神给他这个祝福，那个祝福。
God gave him this blessing or that blessing.
这个都是事实。
And this is our reality.
但是这不是服侍神最大的原因。
But this is not the reason why we serve God.
服侍神最大的原因是神本身。
Serving God, the biggest reason for serving God is God himself.
神是伟大的。
Because God is almighty.
他坐在至高之处。
He sits on the highest throne.
所以能够服侍神是机会，也是恩典。
And to serve God is a blessing and a grace.
能够服侍神，我们才能够靠近他。
To be able to serve God, it allows us to draw nearer to Him.
那这里面的满足就是一种报偿。
And in this contentment in here is almost like a giving back to God.
这个就是我们服侍神的原因。
And this is the reason why we serve God.
所以如果大家都很正常，
if everyone here were just normal,
你就找不到真的认真在服侍神的人。
You wouldn't be able to find those that are genuinely wanting to serve God.
所谓正常就是用肉眼来看啊，找到好工作、好的收入、好好照顾家庭。
We use the eyes of normalcy just to say that, oh, you have a job, you have a family, and that everything is fine.
那这些都做完了，我还有什么精力跟时间来服侍神呢？
And when you have mastered all of this, what other time do you have to serve God?
但是当我们能够去体验到神，
but when we are able to taste this experience of God,
去认识他，
to be able to recognize or know him.
有时候我们会很心甘情愿地做某种程度的牺牲，
we will willingly sacrifice our time and our life for God.
为着让我们的人生觉得有更大的满足，更有意义，更有价值。
and allow for our lives to be more valuable and to have more happiness.
所以我们现在教会需要榜样。
So in our church today, we need to have examples.
这个榜样啊，不只是说在行为上啊，不要抽烟，不要喝酒那些榜样。
This model is not just this person is doesn't smoke and doesn't drink.
我们需要有一个榜样，就是真的被神所感动，这样来某种程度的牺牲，这样来服侍神。
We need to have a model that is one that's exemplary in God's eyes that is able to sacrifice his or her time.
摩西就是榜样啊。
So Moses is that example.
从王宫出来。
And that is, he was came out of nothing.
所以他带领约书亚上到山上去观看神。
So he had brought Joshua up to the mountain to see God.
今天我们教会需要这样的榜样。
So today our church needs this type of example.
就是希望有人像保罗一样癫狂。
We hope that we can say there's someone that is as shining in a light as Moses.
原因就是因为神。
And the reason is because of God.
那圣经里面很多的人。
And in the Bible, there are many characters.
比方说以赛亚。
Just like Isaiah.
神要服侍他，神要他服侍之前。
Before God wanted him to serve.
先显一个异象给他看。
He revealed a vision to him.
看撒拉佛怎么在圣殿服侍神。
To see how the seraph.Them serve God.
看到那个撒拉佛一再呼喊圣哉圣哉圣哉。
And so having to see the seraphim say, "Holy, holy is the Lord."
这个神的殿充满着荣光，非常有力量，震动起来。
God's glorious temple is so almighty and wonderful.
他看到这一幕的景象。
And it is Isaiah who saw this wonderful
scene. 当神呼召他的时候。
And when God actually called him,
他说我在这里。
Isaiah said, I am here.
请差遣我。
Please send me.
所以我们在要承接教会的圣工，我为什么要做？
When we are to don this holy work, how are we able to do it?
我为什么要牺牲？
Why do I have to sacrifice?
最后的原因是因为神本身。
And the ultimate reason is God himself.
就是摩西带约书亚上到山上的一个重要原因。
And there's the most important reason why Moses brought Joshua up to the mountain.
第二个重要原因呢?
And the second reason that's important.
摩西带约书亚上到山上, 结果神就给他神的话。
After Moses brought Joshua up to the mountain, that is where he received God's word.
我们看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12. Then the Lord said to Moses, Come up to me on the mountain and be there, and I will give you tablets of stone.And the law and commandments which I have written, that you may teach them. 13. So Moses arose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up to the mountain of God.
那到32章啊，摩西就带着石板跟约书亚一起下山。
So in Exodus chapter 32 is where Moses descended down the mountain with the two tablets of stone with Joshua.
所以摩西带约书亚上到山上去领受神的诫命。律例典章。
Moses took up Joshua to the mountain to be able to receive God's word.
这个是从神来的。
This is from God.
那这个神的话，就是绝对的标准。
And this words of God is an absolute standard.
就是蒙福的来源。
That is to how to glorify or satisfy God.
蒙福啊 ，blessed.
How to bless God.
来源就是要遵守神的话。
And that is to receive or obey his word.
所以摩西带约书亚上去。
So Moses took Joshua up to the mountain.
那这个山呢就是代表属灵的高处。
And so the mountain is a spiritual high place.
那到了新约时代保罗说我所传的道是神启示我的。
And so in the New Testament, Paul said, what I preach is what God has revealed to me.
启示不是人去追求是上头启示。
It is not what man has pursued, but this is a revelation from God.
所以他很有把握我传的不是人的道我传的是神的道这道实在是神的。
So he was convicted that this word that he was preaching is directly from God.
学说是人发明的。
Others might say that this is invented or by a scholar.
那真理是神启示的。
But then actually this truth is from God.
所以上到山上神就给他这些典章诫命律例。
So that is the type of lessons and words that Joshua received when he went to the mountain.
那这样到底对约书亚有什么帮助？
So what kind of benefit does this have for Joshua?
我们看《生命记》的三十四章。
Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 34.
第九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 9.
啊，《生命记》三十四章第九节，请读。
Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 9. Now Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him. So the children of Israel heeded him and did as the Lord had commanded Moses.
这个地方说，嫩的儿子约书亚。
Talks about Joshua the son of Nun.
啊，最后一句，他照着神吩咐摩西的行了。
That did as the Lord had commanded Moses.
啊，约书亚是第二代。
Joshua was a second generation.
那摩西可以算是第一代。
You can consider Moses to be the first generation.
那约书亚继承摩西的工作之后，他照着神吩咐摩西的去行。
And when Joshua had had finished the work, he continued to follow the laws that were commanded by Moses.
我们知道，美国是一个很有创意的社会。
We know that in America, it is a land of such technological creation.
Creativity. 所以虽然你看，在美国所有的这个数学的什么，在全世界并不是排名在最前面的。
Wouldn't you say that America was actually first in math and science?
但是美国的科技还是在领先。
But you could say that our science is number one.
这是一个很有创意的社会。
This is indeed a society that is breeds itself on creativity.
所以很多的公司啊，如果不会发展，他就去先请一个比较有创意的这个带领人，这个公司就开始又发展起来。
So a company that is starting out will find someone who has this inventive power to be able to bring it up.
因为他可以创新的路线。
Because he or she are able to create a new path.
但是当我们回到教会来看
，But when we return to the church,
教会最重要是要复古。
The most important thing in church is that we must
复古，恢复到以前。
We must go back to the old times.
我们教会的目标就是复兴使徒时代的教会。
And so our church is the apostolic revival of church.
使徒时代的教会是2000年前的教会。
And the apostolic church is a church of 2000 years ago.
那我们怎么知道2000年的教会是什么样子？
How do we know what the church back then was like?
它的传的道理是什么？
What words they preach?
他教会的精神是什么？
What spirit of the church they have?
就是在新约圣，就是在圣经里面。
That is in the New Testament.
所以我们需要不断的爬到山上去认识神赐给我们这本圣经。
We need to steadfastly climb onto this mountain and to understand this word of God has been given to us.
那把神启示给我们初代的工人这个真理能够继续传下去。
And so for God to reveal His holy word to His workers, so that work can go on.
所以教会的最重要就是要复古。
The most important thing is to go back to the old times and revive.
恢复使徒时代所传的道。
To revisit the times of the apostolic church.
恢复使徒时代那些使徒工作的精神。
To revert back to the spirit. And mentality of the servitude of the
恢复使徒时代那个使徒教会的传统
to go back to the customs of the apostolic times
传统就是道统、灵统、体统
and we must follow the customs that were back then
教会不是要创新的地方
and so churches to be able to establish this new place
就是整个教会走的方向精神
and to be able to guide this the spirit in how the church moves forward.
所以这要爬到山上，对神有很深的体验哦。这个上一辈、下一辈要带上一辈上去，有体验，神也启示他，那我们的路线就可以很稳定。
And it's really important for the spiritual ascent as you're the old bringing the young to really pass on down to the next generation.
我们再来看摩西带约书亚去哪里
？Well, let's look again to see where else Moses brought Joshua.
出埃及记三十三章。
Exodus chapter 33.
出埃及记三十三章。
Exodus chapter 33. 11 through 12. So the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend, and he would return to the camp, but his servant, Joshua the son of Nun, a young man, did not depart from the tabernacle. 12. Then Moses said to the Lord, "See, you say to me, bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found grace in my sight."
这个地方说摩西到营里去。
And it says here that Moses had gone to the camp.
唯有他的帮手, 嫩的儿子约书亚不离开会幕。
And the son of Nun, Joshua, did not depart from the tabernacle.
所以摩西跟约书亚两个在会幕里面侍奉神。
So Moses and Joshua were actually in the tabernacle serving God.
然后现在摩西有需要, 他就到, 营里去了。
Moses had a need now to go to the camp.
因为这个会幕是在营外。
Because the tabernacle was actually outside of the camp.
约书亚不离开会幕。
But then Joshua himself did not leave the tabernacle.
那众百姓在哪里?
And so where are the rest of the people?
在第八节, 众百姓都在自己帐篷的门口。
And in verse 8 it says these people are actually by the tent door.
从这里我们可以看到约书亚的特质。
We can see a special trait of Joshua here.
帐篷代表他的家庭。
And actually, the tent represented his home.
很自然的, 大家都想要照顾家庭。
It's very natural for all of us to want to take care of the home.
希望花更多的时间跟家人在一起。
To spend a lot of time with our family.
因为这是温暖，给我们安慰、喜乐的地方。
Because this is warmth, it brings us happiness and security.
事实上，除了工作之外，我们也需要认真的照顾家庭。
Other than our church work, we must intently serve and care for the home.
有时候我们常常觉得离天国最近的地方就是在我们家庭里面。
We say that what is a spinning image of what heaven is like is actually heaven is at home.
但是当我们要服侍神,
but when we are serving God,
有时候需要某种程度的牺牲。
We must come to a level of sacrifice.
所以这里说, 约书亚不离开会幕, 其实大家都回到营里面去了。
Joshua here did not leave the tabernacle while everyone else stayed at their tent.
那这个对教会忠心就是对神忠心。
And so this is having a heart that is centered toward God and the church is to God.
有时候我们在周末, 有的人很好找, 有的人找不到。
And so sometimes we can't find somebody.
因为他把手机关起来。
Or because they had closed their cell phone.
那如果我们要服侍神,
And so when we want to serve God,
当有一些事情很重要的时候,
and so when there is such an important thing,
没有需要我们帮忙,
and when there is something that needs and beckons our help,
我们愿意牺牲, 这就是一种精神,
are we willing to sacrifice?
当然如果没有冲突, 家庭是很重要的。
So it must not conflict with our home, but of course that is an important factor.
所以有的人到weekend, 手机里找不到人。
And so when it comes to the fact that you're trying to find someone whose cell phone is off,
但是一个真的很忠心在服侍神的人应该常常都可以找到人。
But if you are one that has a heart that really wants to serve God, you are able to be found all the time.
因为这个是一种我服侍神的特质。
Because this is a special trait of one who serves God.
最后来看民数记13章。
Let us lastly look at the book of Numbers chapter 13.
民数记13章
Numbers chapter 13
13章就在记载14章 他们去窥探迦南。
Over here in 13 it talks about those who went to spy out the land of Canaan.
那在窥探迦南当中,
and in the midst of spying out the land of Canaan,
我们就发现一共有12个探子,
that there are 12 spies.
那12个探子里面呢,
amongst the 12 of these spies,
10个人就讲出非常负面消极的话。
There were 10 of them who had a negative report.
说我没有办法得胜。
Saying that we were not able to be victorious.
因为困难太大。
Because difficulties abound.
那只有2个人, 他们的讯息非常正面。
But there are only 2 spies that had a very positive report.
就是加勒跟约书亚。
That would be Caleb and Joshua.
他说我们一定可以得胜。
They said that we are able to be victorious.
那为什么这12个人可以分作意见差180度呢?
Why is there like a 180 phase shift in the attitude of people.
因为这十个人呢，对神没有什么经验。
Because these ten actually didn't have much experience.
也不太认识神。
They don't really know who God is.
所以他一看到困难，他就这个困难不是人能克服的。
And so they saw these difficulties as not as difficulties that man cannot handle.
那约书亚是看过神、经历过神的一个人。
But Joshua himself is one that has known and experienced God.
他知道在神没有一件不能的。
He knew that in God, there is no issue that can't be handled.
一路走来都是神的大能大力带领。
Because during this walk, it was through God's mighty power that has led him through.
所以他就说我们一定可以得胜。
So that is why he said that we are able to be victorious.
那后来他们进入迦南以后。
And after they had all entered into Canaan.
真的以前所期待的困难一个一个都是靠着神的能力解决。
And it's really what happened is that all the difficulties seem to have been taken care of by the hand of God.
约旦河水可以分开。
That the Jordan River water was able to be split.
耶利哥城自己倒下来。
The Jericho dwelling had gone down.
所以他有这种靠神的信心，神才能够把工作交给他。
And so it's through the reliance of God that that His holy work can be accomplished.
所以我们要承担教会的圣工，要相信神无所不能。
So we need to remember when we're serving God, God is omniscient.
我们只要靠神。
He can do everything. We just have to rely on God.
都可以完成。
That we just rely on God and He can help in everything.
那这样我们就可以来继承上一代来继续我们教会的事工。
And so that from we can receive the baton from the past generation and move on to the next generation in holy work.
把我们的教会带进迦南地。
And to be able to bring our church into the land of Canaan.
唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
是116首。
Let's sing hymn 216. Kneel down and pray together.
求主耶稣带领我们的圣工。
Let us ask God to guide the holy work. At the end of September, will be our evangelical service, church convocation. Let us all do two things.
第一个,
Number one,
带我们的朋友来慕道,
bring our friends to church.
第二个,
Secondly,
为着灵恩布道会来祷告,
please pray for this spiritual event.
如果我们这样一直做下去, 我们可以看到神在带领跟祝福。
If we can do this to the end, we can definitely see that God is guiding.
我们一起来祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray.